And some of us, not me, unfortunately, have places to go that are hours away. So we're going to run this very quickly. This is the Ways and Means Committee, and we will have a discussion only on those issues resolved about these bills that have financial impact. I don't want to hear anything else about the rest of it. Do my co-chairs agree? Thank you. All right. I'll open a work session on Senate Bill 1570 relating to payments for prescription drugs. Is that the one you want first? Kim, would you lead us through it?
Co-chairs, member of the committee, Senate Bill 1570 comes to you from the Senate Committee on Healthcare, Human Services, and Rural Health Policy. You had a public hearing on this bill on Wednesday, and there is no amendment. It's still, the bill requires medical assistance coverage of prescription drugs that are immunosuppressant drugs or drugs for treatment of seizures, cancer, HIV, or AIDS. And there is no revenue impact on the fiscal.
Thank you, Kim. Any questions concerning the bill? Hearing none. Any objections to the bill?
Do you want a motion?
No, give me a motion. You're moving here, folks.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 1570A to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Any questions? Seeing none. Any objections? Seeing none. Work session is closed at 1570. That will go forward to the Full Ways and Means Committee. The carrier in the Full Ways and Means Committee will be Senator Winters. She will also carry it to the floor of the Senate. We need a carrier for the House.
I can carry it.
Representative Hoyle had her hand.
Senate Bill, House Bill.
We need to change staff.
4172 is next. Is that correct?
4165. Whichever you. It's up.
They got my order jumbled here. That's why I can't tell.
I'm 4165. Yes.
How about giving me a run now? Open a work session at 4165. Would staff lead through it, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee. 4165, House Bill 4165A, is the Early Learning Council and more bill. You had a public hearing on this on Wednesday, and the 4165A bill is in your materials for that meeting. What you have for today's meeting is the updated fiscal impact analysis, a -A16 amendment. And you heard public testimony on Wednesday that there was a -A15. The A16 amendment incorporates that A15 amendment as well, and I'll walk you through that in a minute. There are conceptual fiscal amendments to do the budget dollar moving around that we need to do, and then there is a proposed budget note as well. So I will start with the fiscal impact statement that we have prepared, just to call your attention to that. There is some detail there. I do want to underscore, as stated on the first page of that document, that the numbers that are shown there, and obviously the budget adjustments that we're proposing to make with the bill, only reflect the 2011-2013 biennium. And
can I stop you just for a second? I'm trying to find on SharePoint exactly what you're looking at. There's a lot of documents in here for 4165.
It should be dated 2/24/2012.
Okay.
And House Bill 4165A WRK materials.
Thank you. I think I got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it should also be available on the committee's webpage through the general web as well as the SharePoint. So the fiscal impact analysis shows the impact on expenditures for the current biennium, and the bottom line there is that money is transferring, in effect, from the State Commission on Children and Families and a little bit from the Employment Department on the general fund side to the Office of the Governor. And so there is no net general fund impact for this biennium. There is a $1 million federal funds impact in Employment Department by virtue of a requirement in the bill regarding a database for the tier equality rating and improvement system for child care facilities. There is another database requirement for the Department of Education and the Early Learning Council jointly to direct a kindergarten readiness assessment. And there is no additional funding at this point in the budget for that. The intention is that there will be a position repurposed, if you will, that's transferring over from the Commission on Children and Families budget to do that work within the purview of the Early Learning Council. So that's a quick summary of the fiscal impact analysis. I do want to put on a record a disclaimer. As I noted, this is just the 11-13 impact. Until we know more about what the future plans are, what kind of organizational structure the entities have, what the full scope of the work plan is, and how they're going to be delivering services or overseeing these responsibilities, we do note that the ongoing fiscal impact is indeterminate.
Thank you, Sheila. This bill has been heard and worked in a previous committee. Why are we doing the A16? Just real quick, tell us that again.
Okay. Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, the A16 addressed some issues that in a couple cases, various members have raised, and then the other, it corrects an action that was taken in the A version of the bill regarding the Kids Safe registration plate. So if you're looking at the A16 amendments, the first four lines address an issue around eligibility of children's, eligibility of children and families, including mental illness or substance abuse. This was an issue that was raised, and sorry, I forget who raised that issue, but the governor's office apparently has had some discussion and agreement on that language with whoever expressed that concern. And I'll have to look up my notes, or perhaps the governor's office could come.
No, we'll just take your word for it.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay. They assure me that there's no objection and no controversy around
Thank
that.
Thank you.
The middle section of the A16s, I believe, address a concern that Senator Winters raised relating to a discussion of the racial and ethnic minority status within the population. So that is in again, I've been assured that there's no controversy around that language. And then the final piece of the A16 is the A15 amendments that were discussed in the public hearing very briefly, and it relates basically to keeping the status quo regarding the language around the Keep Kids Safe registration plate account, which apparently has no money in it at the current time, but it would remain with the Children's Trust Fund, and in the event that at some time the Children's Trust Fund should no longer be operative, then it makes the money available to the Early Learning Council.
Thank you.
At this point, there's no money in that account.
So let's walk through the process here real quick. We need a motion for A16s. Do we need a motion for the budget bill?
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, I would suggest that you act separately on approving the A16 and then the conceptual fiscal amendments so that members could vote individually on that. Then we would suggest a motion to incorporate those amendments into the House Bill 4165A and pass that as conceptually amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation, and then act separately on the budget note.
Thank you. So I would entertain a motion for the A16s first. Mr. Co-Chair.
Mr. Chair, I would move the A16 amendments into House Bill 4165.
Any discussion? Seeing none, any objections? Seeing none, the A16 amendments are accepted. Now the conceptual amendments on the fiscal basis.
If I could take a minute here just to walk through these. The conceptual fiscal amendments basically are set out into two different functions. The first three sections establish general fund, other funds, and federal funds limitation in the Office of the Governor, specifically for the Early Learning Council and the Youth Development Council. So this is a separate appropriation line, not mixed in with the other budget for the Office of the Governor. And then in Section 3, you see the adjustments, so the general funds, other funds, and federal funds coming out of the State Commission on Children and Families, and the general fund coming out of the Employment Department, and then the $1 million federal funds expenditure limitation in the Employment Department for the database work. There is a note at the bottom, and these are conceptual because Legislative Council hasn't worked their magic on them yet, but we expect there will need to be conflict amendments because House Bill 4082 already adjusted the Commission on Children and Families budget for costs of moving out, and so those numbers will change. And there's language in 4165 related to costs that will also need to be adjusted because of the passage of House Bill 4082.
I assume then when we see this bill in full, this will be accomplished.
Yes. When you see the bill in full, the A16s and these conceptual fiscal amendments will be all tied together in one amendment.
Thank you. I would entertain a motion on conceptual fiscal amendments to House Bill 4165A as we've already amended it.
So moved.
Thank you. Any questions? Representative Thatcher. Now, remember who's sitting next to you, Representative Thatcher. This could be painful.
No, this is true. He's going to pound me. He wants to move here. So, okay, so the whole thing is on the budget note or the fiscal amendments where we're trying to solve a conflict with the CASA Bill 4082? Is that, I'm trying to grasp really what we're doing
here. Maybe I do this in real simply, and I don't know if this will work or not. Correct me if I'm wrong. We have a conflict in other bills with moving CASA out, and that has to be taken care of. That's a technical thing. My understanding of this is just moving money, what's already available, into a new context for this early learning council.
To enable this early learning.
There's no extra funds here. There's no increase in funds. It's moving one from the other. Is that correct?
The only increase, it's largely correct. It's correct in as far as general funds and other funds. There is the $1 million increase in federal funds in Employment Department.
I'm sorry, you know, I think of minus billing, I think of general funds. I shouldn't always think of that way, but
yeah.
It's true. There is increase, but not in general fund. Representative Thatcher, is that clear?
Yeah, so I guess maybe if I'm not a fan of the underlying policy that this would be funding, I would not be a fan of this funding or this particular fiscal note, then, I suppose.
Would be a trip.
Would be correct. Okay.
I'm not going to tell you how to vote.
Okay.
I'm trying to help you, but I'm not going to tell you how to vote.
All right.
Any other questions? Seeing none, objections. We'll note that Representative Thatcher objects. Conceptual physical amendment to House Bill 4165A is now part of the bill. We'll now open up a discussion of the proposed budget note for House Bill 4165.
You need to pass the bill?
Yeah.
You
need to pass it with what we can do it before or after the budget note.
Oh,
we'll do it after the budget note if we could.
Okay, the proposed budget note that you have is, and this is a very budget-related technical budget note, the direction from our office was that in addition to having the budget in the governor's office as a separate appropriation for the current biennium, the discussion was that for the 2013 biennium, that funding should be outside of the governor's office. So as a separate entity, one or more entities outside of the governor's office. And so this budget note directs that the budget be prepared in that way.
Questions about the budget note? Seeing none, any objections to the budget note? Representative Thatcher objects to the budget note. The budget note is accepted as part of House Bill 4165A. I would now take a motion to move House Bill 4165A as conceptually amended to the full Joint Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. So moved.
Any discussions on the motion? Seeing none. Discussion?
Well, I was just going to explain my vote. This just feels a little too much like we got to pass the bill to know what's in it. And I know that this was heard in another committee, and I have concerns of it showing a facade of local involvement, but really is driven from the top. And that concerns me a bit. And I'm not going to be supporting the bill.
Thank you for your comments. Mr. Co-Chair.
Briefly, for the sake of upsetting myself and wanting to leave, I understand the concern about this bill. There is a lot of moving pieces within this bill. However, there has been a lot of public work done on this bill, including a public hearing in this committee about this, plus the work we did last session. I am confident that the bill really describes, as much as it describes moving these things together, it really talks more about developing a plan and making sure that we are moving forward in the right direction. And I'm very hopeful that we do figure out a way to deliver these services in the best way. And I am also very hopeful now with the work that's been done in the interim that the local commissions on children and family and the local programs that we've had in place for so long will continue to serve in a way that is very constructive and very coordinated. So I'm much more comfortable with the bill now. Thank you.
I understand your comments. I'm going to hold my comments on those basis until we actually have it out the floor of the Senate, because I'm going to focus again on the physical part of this, ways and means, when we'll move this bill forward, but I appreciate your comments. Any other comments? Seeing none, I'd ask for a vote. Anyone opposed to this? Representative Thatcher is opposed. Therefore, the bill passes. We will move it to the Four Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. Carriers on the Senate floor will be Senator Winters. Outside. You want to carry it?
Hands up. It's her turn.
Could I watch?
Might be kind of fun.
Do we have a carrier on the outside?
I think this is going to be
I will assign one if you can. Can we assign outside the committee?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Well, and we should if there's an individual
committee.
Particularly.
Probably somebody on the.
That's fine.
Service
committee?
Cote?
Representative Cote? May, would you carry it on the House side? Thank you.
Thanks,
Honor. Full committee?
And full committee will be Senator Winters. Okay. I'll open a work session on House Bill 4172. We will change.
Hi, Doug. I haven't seen you all.
Stranger.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, Co-Chair and members of the subcommittee, this is a work session on House Bill 4172. This has had a public hearing in the policy committee. It's coming to you for a work session. This bill establishes in the state police a program that will use retired state police officers to enforce tobacco laws across the state. The funding for this initially will come from the tobacco use reduction account from the Oregon Health Authority. There's also the possibility of additional federal funds that they're working with the federal government on now. There is no amendment for this, and we will ask the state police to come back at a later date when we know exactly how much limitation they need. They do have sufficient limitation to get them at least till the 2013 session. And so that is the general or the concise view of the bill.
I would entertain a motion on the bill.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 4172A to the Full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Any discussion? I'll make one quick point here. My understanding is if we don't do this and the number of minors buying cigarettes as a percentage of those minors goes up one more percentage point, we endanger about $20 million in federal funds. So we need to do this and get that number back down.
Mr. Chair, following on that comment, I think it's also important that we point out that the amended version focuses specifically on discouraged use of tobacco products by persons under 18 years of age.
That's exactly what I was trying to say. You said it better than I could.
I was just reading it.
Oh, here. Okay. Any questions? Any objections to the motion? Seeing no objections to the motion, 4172 is sent to the Full Ways and Committee with due pass recommendation. I believe that completes our work. Are there, we have to have carriers. And the House, do we have a carrier?
Mr. Chair, I will carry it to Full Ways and Means, but Representative Tomei should carry it on the floor.
Would you like to carry it to the Senate just for fun? I'll take this in the Full Ways and Means Committee, and I'll take it also on the floor. Okay?
All right. Mr. Chair.
Any questions?
Can we make some any comments concerns? Before we leave?
Yep.
This should be our last committee meeting, and I wanted to take just a moment to thank my co-chairs, and specifically co-chair Cowan, who got started a little bit late in this session working with us, but caught up extremely quickly, and was very helpful to all the committee members that have helped us through this short session. It has been a pleasure, and I think we've all learned how much can get done in a short period of time, and I look forward to continuing working with many of you in the next session.
I'm going to ditto those comments and say that we will also probably be meeting and talking to each other in the room quite a bit. We've got a lot of stuff on our hands, and I expect we're going to be back here in 2 or 3 months going through this again. We will miss you, Representative Cowan. We're back here in 13, and it's been a real pleasure to work with you. It's my first chance really to work with you on a really close basis, and I appreciate that. I appreciate also very much that Representative Thatcher has stepped up to what I consider a pretty new role. I'm very impressed by how well you picked up on this and helped us through it. Representative Hoyle, I don't know what to do with you yet. We'll figure that out later.
That's a general response from people when I get on their committee.
Tim and I are like joined at the hip. Senator Winters is our wisdom here, and she leads me through this. Anytime I've made a mistake, it's because I didn't talk to her first, and so I should probably talk to her more often. And then we got the rookie, who's done well, too. So I really appreciate everybody's work here. Well, there won't be a party because it's a short session. The party is that we get to get out of here, and look forward to seeing you again in a few months and around the halls the next few days. So thanks for all your hard work this session. It's been a 4-week speed session. I call it speed dating on the budget. So it's been a good session. We got a lot of good work done. We're getting out of here, I think, with a great budget, despite what the AP reporter said this morning. And I think they misread what we're telling them. So other than that, we've done well. I'm very happy with what work we've done here. We've protected the elderly. We've protected DD people. We've protected kids. And we kept the Oregon Health Plan alive. And I think that's a pretty good deal for 1 4-week session. So thank you all for your work. Appreciate it. And I know a lot of us are getting out of here to go home. So let's go.
Drive safe.
Yep.
All right. Just a couple words.
Just a couple
there.
Words.
I do thank you for your indulgence, and I appreciate the cooperation that everyone has showed me as I tried to get up to speed. You're right, I won't be back here next session to badger you, but I am planning to continue to work through the end of my term in December and will be here through the interim.
I look forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much. We are adjourned.
I thought you were only advancing.